What about death?
Dan, what's up?
Not much.
Audio theater's ready to start.
Where's Joe at?
I think he's getting soul ready.
Right here.
Beautiful soul. We love soul. Worship soul. Oh.
Yeah, we must worship soul.
Almost beautiful soul.
Hi, Joe.
Okay, now to flip back over here.
Gotta flip back over.
There's gonna be a surprise in your Dropbox tomorrow, Joseph. Found a new program that converts audio files. You wanna check it out?
Oh, nice. You have a pin sensitivity as well. That's oh, yep. Sometime tomorrow.
Yes, it is. Yes.
Well, you get to use the school deep site too. You can tell the three mother of us. We have your family tomorrow. And of course, the dot, and the extra bits, and all good stuff. Yeah.
Giddy.
I love saying not him.
Teleporting in 5.
1.
4.
3.
2. 4.
Not him.
1. Over and out.
Your pad, Maxi. Underneath. Yeah. Yeah, for your pad. I got to get stream started here.
Man, I didn't know you had an iPhone 7.
I've had an iPhone 7 since 2016.
Damn! It just said, it always says Captain Johnson on. Well, I didn't read the whole thing, and it just read the whole thing because I had my cursor on Joseph's name, and it went up a person. So, like, the cursor jumps up a person when someone leaves, and I didn't read the whole thing. And I was like, wait, yeah, iPhone 7?
I've been an iPhone 7 since 2016, so I'm way behind the times.
Damn!
I intend to rectify that, though. Tomorrow, I think the iPhones are supposed to come out, so maybe I'll get an email from PureTalk saying if they have them, and if they do, then I can maybe call them, and because they were on their webpage. I tried to put in an order once, and at the top of the screen it says for CAPTCHA failed, but I never see anything on the screen for solving CAPTCHA. So I'm like, okay, so how do I even go about doing this? I might give it one more try now that I've got Sequoia installed. I need to write to Apple anyway, apparently. And I asked ChatGPT this too. And yes, there apparently have been reports of voiceover crashes with Sequoia.
I'm having the same thing.
And
yep.
Apparently, there are other system wide instabilities. So my next question is, why the hell did Apple put it out in the first place? It seems like it's more like a beta copy than the actual public release.
Exactly.
It doesn't make any sense. I wish Apple would go back to what they used to do. I wish they'd go back to that every year and a half to 2 years between operating systems, because for two reasons. One is it built up some excitement, because you didn't know exactly what you were going to get for sure. And then usually by the time it came out, most of the major bugs have worked out.
Mm-hmm.
It generally worked pretty well. What they're doing now is they're putting out a new OS every single year. And these things have gotten to the point where they're so complicated that I just don't know if a year is enough time to really get it right.
Mm.
And I just think that they need to maybe rethink that a little bit. And then maybe go back to some of the stuff that Steve Jobs did. But I don't, they're not gonna do that. It's just kind of the way I think. I mean, the public beta thing, I'm not sure what to say about that. It's not a bad idea, but other side of that is maybe they're engineers, maybe they get too inundated with too many things in the beta program, and maybe if they took longer to put out an operating system, maybe they had more time to focus on things in-house and get things, working. I don't know, because it's just like really odd that that they put out an OS, and apparently the voiceover crashes are related to other system-wide instability. It's like, that just, like, that doesn't sound really good for a public release of a major operating. But what do I know? I'm just the guy that uses it. Oh. Like, what can I say? Where was I just drunk with? That guy's right about that.
Violence are different. They are not within the First Amendment protections. Make comments frame on link end of article. George says, link is true, but Turley often overlooks this issue when Elon Musk or Trump are involved. It's evident that Elon Musk's involvement often leads to Turley defending controversial speech. As a result, the EU has issued warnings of potential censorship and legal action. Make comments frame on link end of article. Anonymous said link, perhaps you should move to the EU. Make comments link end of article. Anonymous anger among his supporters and turned against Democrats. Freelance is an idiot. Link end of article. Anonymous says link. September 19th. This is exemplified by the UK riots, which were fueled by incitement of violence against immigrants. Prove it. Make comments frame. Link end of article. Anonymous says link. Turley often overlooks this issue when Elon Musk or Trump are involved. Stop whining and complaining. Make comments frame. Link end of article. George says link. If freedom of speech is and was the obscene, find a workaround. Litigation for defamation. For sure. Just prove damages. Litigation for a threat. For sure. Just prove damages. Prosecution for a threat. For no adverse act. For no act at all. I'm not so sure. What you're doing is amending the Constitution. That power is enumerated to anyone in the Constitution, with the sole exception of... You may not simply create or assume a non-existent power. There are many things in life that cause concern. I don't believe a prohibition against threats is constitutional. How do you assess that? My wife says she's gonna kill me about 10 times a day. May comment frame one, link end of article. Anonymous says, link, Americans may kill a very young human being in the womb, but they not speak of a threat. May comment frame 154137, Americans may kill a very young human being, but they not speak of a threat. Anonymous says, link. It was an important view.